James Seamus may be one of your favorite movie producers, even if you've never heard of him. You have Seamus to thank if you've enjoyed movies such as The Wedding Banquet, Safe, The Brothers McMullen, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, and The Hulk. That's his latest movie, with director Ang Lee, with whom Seamus has collaborated for the past decade. Seamus co-wrote the screenplay for The Hulk, as he often does for Lee's movies. NPR's Netta Ulaby reports that this Columbia University professor is just as interested in little-known foreign works as he is in making hits.
James Seamus is a child of California. He grew up in Los Angeles and attended Hollywood High. But the closest he got to the movies were the creaky horror films he watched faithfully on TV.
I remember seeing a very, very scary monster movie. I think it was a Godzilla movie as a kid one night, which was both traumatic and pretty exciting.
The giant green mutant left an impression, Seamus jokes. But although a comic strip blockbuster like The Hulk might seem an odd choice for someone known for independent movies, James Seamus says the project was intellectually intriguing both to himself and Ang Lee.
The Hulk, first and foremost, takes two sides of a dialectic that Ang has always been involved in, that is to say, repression on the one hand and freedom on the other.
Seamus first analyzed themes like freedom and repression when he was a poor graduate student with an interest in Milton. He took time off from his degree back in the 1980s to work in New York's burgeoning indie film scene.
Nobody really knew what they were doing from a business point of view, and it allowed people like me, who didn't really have any skills, so to speak, but who were not shy about begging for money, to get a toehold into the industry.
Seamus helped launch a company called Good Machine, which produced adventurous critical darlings on the cheap. But in 1993, Good Machine grabbed everyone's attention with a little movie called The Wedding Banquet. The hero is a gay Taiwanese-American who marries a struggling Chinese artist. She wants a green card, and he wants to calm his anxious parents. And his boyfriend helps her prepare for the prying eyes of the INS.
The birthmark is on his right side, the mole's on his left side.
Do the questions really get this personal?
Yes, they do, and if you don't pass...
Oh, I'll pass. Let's see, today's Friday. You are wearing blue jockey shorts.
It was just a blast. Some of those blessed moments when you can see a movie coming together that you think will have a worldwide audience, but you also know has its roots in a very specific and local experience.
The Wedding Banquet was the most profitable film of the year, according to Variety magazine. It recouped 4,000% of its investment, and Good Machine was on a roll. The company became an indie movie goldmine. James Seamus and Ang Lee swept audiences around the globe, from the kitchens of modern Taipei in Eat, Drink, Man, Woman, to the drawing rooms of Regency England in Sense and Sensibility. But when the filmmakers visited New Canaan, Connecticut, to make The Ice Storm, they found their story of suburban sex, death, and alienation was not so well received.
There was a lot of gossip about the subject matter of The Ice Storm and the depiction of the local milieu, and people were rather resentful of our presence. And I remember one day Ang turned to me and said, "Geez, Jameson, why are people being so horrible to us here?" And I turned to him and said, "Well, one of the reasons a lot of people live here is because they really don't like people like you." And he goes, "Oh, I get it, okay."
The Ice Storm melted critics, who gave it rapturous reviews. But Good Machine sputtered occasionally. One flop was a Civil War picture, Ride with the Devil. But James Seamus and Ang Lee rallied 3 years ago with a strange hybrid epic of battles, romance, magic realism, and kung fu.
Crouching Tiger was one of those films that if somebody had told us what was going to be required to finance and complete the movie, we probably wouldn't have done it.
Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon was a worldwide smash. But making it was a logistic nightmare that required Seamus to juggle financing and contracts from around the globe.
It required crew coming from every part of Asia, as well as the actors, and locations out in places, very film-friendly places, like the Gobi Desert.
Crouching Tiger garnered 10 Oscar nominations, including 2 for James Seamus. Upon return to New York, Seamus helped merge Good Machine into a prestige division of Universal Pictures. It's called Focus Features. Their very first acquisition was Roman Polanski's The Pianist. But Seamus returned to an early love, helping promising filmmakers. Director Gregor Jordan made the upcoming movie Buffalo Soldiers. And he credits Seamus for helping to edit, cast, sell, market, and even write his adaptation of the novel.
there was a line in the book where it says, peace is hell. And he goes, well, you know, what about something a bit stronger, like, you know, war is hell, but peace is F boring. Like, he'd just throw these little suggestions out to you and you'd go, that's a really good line. I'm going to write that down.
Gregor says that Seamus's judgment flows not just from his experience as a filmmaker, but also from his knowledge of film history. Andrew Saris teaches cinema studies at Columbia University, where Seamus is also on the faculty.
He studied Danish to do his doctoral piece on Carl Dreyer, one of the great filmmakers of all time.
James Seamus says Dreyer's work is unjustly neglected in the U.S., but maybe that will change.
Run, don't walk, to your specialist video store and go see Ordette, which is all a movie about a miracle. In many ways, that's what motivates a lot of us who are in the movie business. You know, the miraculous is often just simply the exercise of real artists' imaginations and their ability to reach out and touch audiences.
Seamus says that to build a film company or a family, to develop work with a new director, a scholar, or a script, the issue for him is never time, it's faith. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Butler.